Absolutely. Something does need to be done. Can you talk about some of the shortcomings that you've seen in our police organizations that may be leading to such seemingly large numbers of police officers responding with such great violence in these past couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'll give you two different reasons. So think about this. In the United States, we probably have 900,000 law enforcement officers protecting and serving. There's a very small portion, if you look at the scale of this event, that are actually inflicting this horrific damage. However, that very small portion affects the entire culture of the 900,000. So you have thousands and thousands of police officers that are doing very good work. I consider that I did good work while I was in it too. And yet that culture was still there. So what happens with that particular culture is it encourages secrecy. It encourages loyalty. It encourages that you watch each other's back. And so when you look at even the event with George Floyd, and you had two officers that had been on 4 days, and the one that was sitting on his legs saying to Siobhan, "I don't think we should be doing this. Let's roll him over." And Derek saying, "No, we're going to keep him right here." And you see the fact that here's an officer that knew that this was inappropriate, and yet he succumbed to an older officer deciding that they were going to commit one of the worst acts they could possibly commit, and then being, you know, carried down the path along with him for this horrific event. So that's the clearest demonstration as far as that groupthink and that desire, that passion to belong to something and disregard who we are, who we actually are in the world, and just to follow the crowd. So that's one reason. The second one is we forget sometimes that there is a human being behind that badge. And so you have many people out in the world that are suffering from, they may be sick with the virus, they may have anxiety or depression or addiction issues or other issues. And yet you also have them within the police culture. You have police officers that are in a job and feeling very defensive. They don't have the training and they are sick and anxious and depressed. And so you have people who are sick in a culture with a badge and a gun, meeting folks in crisis who are sick. And there's really no other, I'm really surprised that there's not more violence, quite frankly. So it's a very sick culture that needs some work too. We need to take care of our police officers and help them through this as well, because, you know, anybody who's sick does not perform correctly. Mm-hmm. And so they'll take that out on somebody else. And so that's another reason for the violence.